Your attention, please. The Walt Disney World Railroad, now boarding for a scenic trip around the Magic Kingdom. Board!
Well, Brad, in preparation for both of our upcoming trips, we have both made reservations at what turns out to just be a bar.
Well, you should clarify. We've both made multiple reservations.
Multiple, yes.
At what appears to be just a bar.
So I have been like ever since we decided we were going to go to Disney at the end of this year. I have been really hardcore avoiding any kind of detailed news on Galaxy's Edge. Like, I know the big picture stuff, but I've been avoiding the nitty gritty stuff because I want to, you know, experience it for myself. So when Oga's Cantina advance reservations were made available earlier this week, I got onto Disney.com, which you had to go to DisneyWorld.com. You couldn't make the reservations in the app for some reason.
Because they shut that sucker down because they were like, it's going to get way too crazy up in here. So we're only going to do it through the DisneyWorld.com.
Yeah. And so I got on DisneyWorld.com. I made my reservations and it gave me the, do you want these for a certain time or do you want them for breakfast, lunch, dinner? And so I picked dinner and I made a reservation for 7 p.m. And then Claire asked me, you know, is there a menu so she could look and see what kind of food they had? And she said, this looks like it's just drinks. And I looked and, yep, it's just a bar and all they have is drinks. And that's fine. But I went ahead and moved our reservation to, I think, 2:30. Because there's no real reason to go there at dinner time because there's no food.
Yeah, I think I pretty much did the same thing, made a dinner reservation, then went, oh yeah, I need to figure out kind of what Nancy will be able to do at this place, and then said, that's weird. This is a, and honestly, at first I thought it was some sort of a glitch, like the entire menu didn't load, and then, yeah, it's a really good thing we don't record like a Disney podcast or something, because that would seem pretty pitiful if somebody recording a Disney podcast didn't know that this was just a bar or something.
And I legitimately have not looked at it. I looked at the Savvy's workshop because there ain't no way I'm ever going to pay $200 to build my own lightsaber. So I didn't feel bad about looking into that. But the rest of the stuff, like, I don't know anything about Smuggler's Run, really. I don't know anything about Rise of the Resistance. I'm really, and nobody does know anything about Rise of the Resistance, but I'm really trying to make my first experience of Galaxy's Edge be my first experience of Galaxy's Edge.
Yeah, though, so we now know that Oga's is a bar. Congratulations us, go us, yay! and we also know some interesting things from the, at least for me, and probably this is because I don't read, but from my email that I got, my reservation confirmation, as I was looking at it to see if there was any cancellation issues, as I needed to make a change there, I noticed some, let's call it interesting additions to this, in that...
It's like the opposite of every bar you've ever been to.
Right. In big red letters, it says, there is a 45-minute time limit for this experience. So, yeah, you're more than welcome to come in. But it's 45 minutes, and that's it. And there's a two-drink maximum per guest.
Two-drink maximum.
Yes. Yeah, not minimum, maximum. Though, I was reading this to Nancy, because I wanted her to know what was going on and everything. And she's like, you said there's a 45-minute limit, right? And I said, yeah. And she said, they probably don't want somebody downing more than two drinks in 45 minutes. And then sending them back out into the park for the rest of the day. And I think that's
true.
That's probably a fair assessment. So
true. It made me laugh to see two drink maximum and 45-minute time limit for a bar. Like, that's so opposite any other bar in the world. You know, it's usually a two drink minimum. And It made me laugh. That and the Oga's Cantina has mostly standing room with limited seating in an enclosed space with low lighting levels and high activity. They're really not selling this place as somewhere you want to stay.
Just trust us. This is a bar. Come in, get your drinks, and get out. I like that large parties may be separated and separate parties may be seated together. So
yeah, how managed is this place? I mean, if they're saying large parties may be separated, how managed are you when you get in? Is there someone telling you where to sit or stand?
I doubt
that's
stand,
crazy.
But I guess if you say I want to sit, they will tell you where you're going to go sit, and you know, they know you're not going to be in there any longer than 45 minutes, so I guess they can keep track
of how
all
mad
of that.
Could you be?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh man, yeah, this is a weird one, but I'm really glad that I just happened to glance at that menu before we showed up for our mm-hmm. dinner, and I went, liquid dinner it is. You know, they do right. have the crispy mix or whatever that is, and I saw some photos of that, and it actually looks pretty good, but I don't think a meal is something you could make from that. So,
yeah. Well, and they are you going to get the what is it the $65?
I think it's $75. The
drink
mug.
In a souvenir glass. Yeah.
No. I can get a lot of souvenirs for though. You know, the drinks without the souvenir glasses aren't cheap. But then you know that at that point you're getting into it costs a lot of money to do stuff at Disney, and that's just the way it is at Disney. The only thing that annoys me about Oga's Cantina is that I don't get to go there for my first visit to Galaxy's Edge.
Why?
Because the reservation, the offer that was made to me to go only gets me into Galaxy's Edge and Smuggler's Run.
What? I don't understand.
So I won't be able to record next week.
At
our normal time.
Oh, Brad.
Because I'll be flying.
Oh, gosh. You jerk.
Yeah, so I was...
What the heck are you doing, man?
I was offered an opportunity to go see Galaxy's Edge, and the stars
during cast member previews?
During cast member previews, and I was offered a way to get there and everything because people are awesome. And at that point, how could I say no to it? So we won't be recording at our normal time next week, but I suspect we will still have a podcast because I'll be back in time to record eventually, and maybe we can talk a little firsthand impressions, but not of Oga's Cantina, because I don't get to do that part.
That's amazing. I'm super duper jealous, but I'm glad you get to
Well, and
I'm glad you get to do that.
And okay, sadly, possibly, probably more important to me is so I am going for Friday, going to Hollywood Studios to do the Star Wars Land preview, Galaxy's Edge. Sorry, Black Spire Outpost. Whatever, it's Star Wars Land, folks. And then Saturday we fly out that evening. But I am going to get an opportunity to head over to Epcot that day and at least get one more walkthrough of Innoventions, get,
oh, good.
You know, one more chance to go see Club Cool before everything goes away. So I'm actually slightly more pumped about going to Innoventions than I am to Galaxy. And only because, like, I do know that I'm going to see Galaxy's Edge in a month, but I'm also pretty pumped to get to see Galaxy's Edge. So...
Can you take some little Tupperwares and sneak me some of the Club Cool drinks?
Just a big old Tupperware full of Beverly, buddy, just for you. actually, what I'm going to do is I'm just going to get you a Tupperware Suicide.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. And all that it was going to taste like is Beverly, because...
Bitter melon pineapple. Yum.
Oh, man. But yes, yeah, so I will be able to tell you guys a little bit more, I hope anyway, about Galaxy's Edge next week. So yay.
That's pretty cool, man. That's wow, thanks for waiting to tell me until, yeah. until I was on the spot.
Yeah, so once again, we do a pre-show where we talk about what we're recording, and I didn't tell Jeremy that I was going to be dropping that on his lap. So that was Jeremy's first time getting to hear about it. So yay for Jeremy, too.
The confusion in my voice was genuine.
Right. Yeah, you didn't have to make that up. So in talking about planning Disney trips, going back to the actual Disney trip that I'm taking in September, I noticed the other day I was trying to figure out exactly how I had lined out each day at the parks, and call me a heathen if you must, I have not made my FastPass Plus reservations yet. I am in my 60-day window. I am a horrible, horrible person. But the way that I tell what park I'm going to each day is, where do I have my dining reservations for that day, right? So I just go and look through and go, okay, well, that's at Magic Kingdom because we have a Skipper Canteen. That one is at, Disney's Hollywood Studios because we've got 50s Primetime. And that one is at Animal Kingdom because we have dining reservations not inside Animal Kingdom, but at Sanaa at Animal Kingdom Lodge, right? Mm-hmm. And as I was looking through these, I thought, I didn't make any FastPass Plus reservations, but yet it says that I have a Rivers of Light We Are One in my plans. And I looked at it more carefully and it said, this is a reminder. I'm thinking, I didn't set a reminder for Rivers of Light We Are One. And It says, note, this is not a reservation. So I can't, anything is possible, right? Like, I might have set myself a reminder, but I don't think that I did, because there is no way that I can see to remove this reminder. So I'm wondering.
I have it too.
Okay. So then that makes me really happy, because now I'm not thinking that I'm going crazy. So this just means that Disney looked at the fact that I was eating at Sanaa for lunch, said, he's probably doing Animal Kingdom that day. Hey, let's go ahead and remind him about this is the only advertisement in my plans for the entire trip.
Mm-hmm.
Is this reminder for Rivers of Light We Are One, which is just really weird to me that they would, that number one, they would essentially stick an advert, and that's what I'm going to call it, is they stuck
it
an
is,
advertisement.
That's what it is.
In my plans, and this was the advertisement that they stuck in my plans.
Yeah, and so I don't have anything even remotely connected to Animal Kingdom reserved. Like, I've got Le Cellier, Oga's, Ohana, California Grill, Kona. Those are my dining reservations I have booked. And I still have this on a random day. Just like, hey, don't forget, Rivers of Light, We Are One. And I don't like it. It clutters up my plans. My plans area, it clutters it up with something that I don't care about and I didn't ask for. But also, it looks exactly like a reservation. It has the time and one guest, and the only thing that's different is at the bottom it says, note, this is not a reservation. It looks way too much like a reservation, and I can see how confusing that would be to someone who was just like looking and saying, oh, cool, we have a reservation for this show. Like, I don't like this. I wish they didn't do that.
Well, and I guess there is the side that says, well, and as I'm saying this, I'm realizing that everything we've heard about Rivers of Light is that it hasn't been drawing huge crowds, and that is a big theater they have for it. But at the same time, what happens if it's a particularly busy night at Animal Kingdom and somebody shows up at 8 o'clock because the only time on this is 8 o'clock, and then says, hey, I'm coming in because I've got this deal, and they go to, tap their magic band and it flashes and doesn't let them in, and it's like, well, nope, you can't get in because we don't have any space,
right?
Or whatever. Like, it just feels like it has the potential to create a bad guest experience.
It's just not a good idea to make it look this much like it. It should be colored something else.
It should
blue,
it should essentially,
or something.
It should be a banner, right?
Yeah.
Like, you could share Rivers of Light nightly at 8 p.m. inside of a banner, probably give a mm-hmm. more eye-catching picture of it there. And then mm-hmm. I definitely don't think that that is part of my plans. I just think you're trying to tell me about something that you have available inside of my plans. But
yeah. I wonder if even though it says this is not a reservation, it is, in that, like, if you showed up, they would let you in. And maybe if it looks like before your trip, if it looks like it, that showing of it or that day it's filling up, you know, with fast passes, they'll just quietly remove that from your My Plans. But if it's still there on the day that, you know, it says, hey, come to Rivers of Light, they would let you in as if that was a reservation.
Yeah, I feel like primarily they're just anticipating they're going to have a couple of seats available and they're betting on that. That's what this feels like to me anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it was really odd to me.
So here's a funny thing. You and I have talked in the past about how since we're, you know, friends in the My Disney Experience app, it puts all of your plans on my plans board on the app.
What Jeremy means to say here is Jeremy likes to gripe about Brad. Why do I have to see all your plans? I just want to see my plans. I don't want to see your stuff on mine.
Well, but like, so a couple of weeks ago or maybe a month ago even, it just stopped. It didn't do anymore, and I told you, and you said you didn't do anything, and so for some reason, it stopped sharing your plans with me.
Yeah, and that has actually continued because I went to look the other day, and I don't even remember whose plans I was trying to see, but I couldn't see their plans on my app, and I asked them. I said, "Hey, do you have me as a friend?" "Yes." Go check here. Make sure that it says that I can see all your plans. Yep, that's set. And yeah, you can only see your own plans for. And I wonder, is that a permanent change or is that something? And I wonder if it's a permanent change, but I don't think it is, right? Because if it is, it seems really clunky to tell people that you can share all of your plans and then not let you share all of your plans. I do wonder though if kind of similar to how you were no longer able to make reservations for Oga's Cantina on the app mm-hmm. because everything was going so crazy, if the app is kind of in a degraded performance mode right now while they try to keep up instead of things, you know, all just collapsing under all of the busyness that they have right now, essentially.
Right. Well, and I'm going to share a photo with you real quick. The reason I bring this up is because in checking to see if I had that ad still for Rivers of Light.
Oh, you can now see my stuff.
I can see just your one Star Tours Fast Pass you have for Friday.
Oh, because the reason that I said Jeremy could see my stuff is because he sees my Star Tours Fast Pass for Friday, followed by a Pop Century reservation, which is exactly how my app looks right now.
Right.
But it's because the next thing is my Pop Century in September, whereas you have yours in November. So it looks the same, but yes, it's entirely different. So that is,
I have your one Star Tours Fast Pass. And luckily I didn't see that before you told me.
That could have ruined the surprise. How it would dare have very much confused pass? Me.
That would confuse me.
Here's what I'll tell you. Don't ever trust that because I still have 4 days left on a 10-day park hopper thing on my deal, which essentially means I can go in and make fast passes whenever I want. And mm-hmm. every once in a while, I'm just like trying to see what fast passes are available. So I'll go make a random fast pass. Now, before a bunch of people get really upset at me for taking away fast passes from you, I cancel said fast passes pretty shortly after I make them. But yes, you could see the most random stuff in my upcoming fast passes here and there. So do not, I can lie to you via fast pass. But no, that's weird that you can see this one, but I definitely have a lot of dining reservations and a hotel reservation that you still can't see, and I can't see any of that stuff for you. Maybe this is a change where it's only fast passes now.
I don't know, man. Very strange.
Weird stuff happening in the Disney app. And yeah, I sometime last week, and it may have been when Oga's reservations went live, I actually hit the Disney homepage, or Walt Disney World homepage, and got this weird thing that told me I was in a 2-minute queue to view the website. So I definitely think they're having a lot of interest in, I would have to assume, Galaxy's Edge. So maybe
I had
that's
the same thing, but it.
It
was just a GIF of the Millennium Falcon, and it said, you know, don't refresh the page. You're in line.
You'll lose your place. Yeah, that was exactly. So I've hit it twice. I said I hit one like that a couple of weeks ago that was different, and then the most recent one was that Millennium Falcon a wait screen or whatever. So yeah, they're dealing with busy stuff, so it doesn't surprise me that stuff is glitchy. As long as I can still make my fast passes and nothing gets messed up with that, though, I'm cool with that.
And the another funny thing is, like, I can see that ticket you have. That ticket that's
my 4 days and 10 days, yeah, or whatever.
It like shows me you have 4 days remain. It's weird. It's super strange. And again, like my issue with showing, you know, all of your plans and all my plans and stuff is just like the granularity of it is
everything
really weird.
Or
like,
nothing.
Yeah. It's just I don't understand what they're doing. And honestly, the biggest issue I have with being able to see your plans in my plans is that you and I mostly, like, our must-dos at Disney are mostly the same. And so I see, you know, when I used to log on to the app and look at my plans, it would show, you know, hotel reservation, California Grill, Le Cellier, you know, whatever. And every time I was like, what? Why did our California Grill reservation get changed to 9:30? That's way too late to eat. And then I would realize, oh, that's your.
Oh, that's Brad.
Very late.
He's a crazy
California
person.
Grill.
He can eat at 9:30.
But just like every time, because, you know, it's not like you make, you know, all these different reservations for me. We have differences, but our core restaurants are the same, you know, and so, it was more confusing for me than anything, because I always was confused. Like, I'm pretty sure we made that reservation for 7, not 9:30. But it's not that big of a deal.
You're okay if I try to see if I can reassign your Very Merry Christmas Party ticket to me, right?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Darn.
As long as you give me the money.
Nope. Apparently that doesn't work. So whatever. I tried. I tried.
I'll be happy to sell it to you at a 10% profit and buy my own ticket again.
No, I'm good.
Earlier this week, I saw a article that the Mission Space Race as the post show for Mission Space is under refurbishment, and my immediate thought was, oh, cool, they're refurbishing it and not just totally getting rid of it. Which it seems like, you know, the trend at Epcot is out with the old and in with the new. And so when I first saw Mission Space Race as a, you know, headline for a news story, I was afraid that it was going to say Mission Space Race being, you know, done away with for, you know, X new thing. But the fact that it's being refurbished and, you know, being brought back, hopefully better with maybe more, you know, room for people and stuff like that seems like a good thing. It seems positive, like they're breathing new life into this thing and they're going to keep it around for a while.
As long as they really refurbish it and really bring it back. That's the only thing, dude. I know that they said that they're refurbishing it and they're not, it's not being closed. And I want to believe that that's true, but you know, I live in a town where I've seen multiple restaurants that get closed for refurbishment, and then the next thing I know, that place has been demolished. So, you know, I'm a bit guarded when it comes to refurbishment. I guess the other reason that I'm a little cagey about all of this is because the last few times I've gone to Disney, I've noticed how empty that, you know, that Mission Space Race has seemed to be. And so I was kind of already a little concerned that they might try to do away with it. And definitely if they do a refurbishment, that could be helpful, because maybe that will create something new that will interest people again, because there, you know, there was a time when I felt like it was a lot busier, and maybe I'm just going at the wrong times and it has stayed busy. But yeah, you know, seeing that they had pulled all of those rows of terminals out and everything just made me a little bit concerned that they say it's a refurbishment, but is it really a refurbishment? And as long as it's a refurbishment, that's cool. It is a, you know, it's,
does it look a little too empty for you?
Yes. Yeah. And that, I think that's probably the other side of it for me, is I don't know how refurbished is refurbished, right? Like, is refurbished a new coat of paint, or is refurbished an entirely different game? Which the guest in me would be excited to see an entirely different game, because that would be something new for me to go and do. The mm-hmm. I used to work there side of me, you know, would be a little sad to see Disney, you know, try to just go ahead and do away with everything. Here, Illuminations, Brad, you used to do that. Well, that's gone. Interventions, you used to do that. Well, that's gone. You know, at this point, I'm just waiting for them to get rid of the tip board there at the, you know, at the other side of the pin station there in the center, which is probably going to go away. Actually, now that I think about this, with the Future World redo, and that will, yeah, that should get rid of everything that I ever did at Epcot. So, you know, it's, I don't think it's a bad thing, as long as it's really a refurbishment. That's the only thing that worries me, is it really a refurbishment? But if it's not, they're kind of being lazy about it, because they haven't taken out all the terminals, and they didn't take out all of the big screens and everything, and they didn't get rid of the name. So yeah, maybe it's a refurbishment. And if it's a refurbishment, great. Bring on the new VR game or something.
I think it's going to be all right. I think it's going to be good. And they're probably going to make it more flashy. Maybe change those, because those are projection screens, right?
They are.
Up there.
They are. They're all.
Maybe change those
all,
to
I
LED.
Think rear projections. No, they might be front projection, now that I say it. I think they're rear projection, though.
So maybe swap those out for LEDs, just to make something that's a little more vibrant and eye-catching, you know? I think there's some things you could do. Those panels were, all the panels they removed, those were looking a little rough. So if they could bring those back in with some...
They were, you know, and people beat on those things, so there were probably the random buttons that didn't work, and lights inside the buttons were... geez, I feel like those lights might have even been just... my gosh, this is nerdy, but based on the color, you know, the warmth of it, it felt
super
incandescent
warm
to me. Yeah. And maybe it was always LED, but yeah, I could definitely see some improvements that they can make without getting rid of the core gameplay. What I do hope that they don't do is, you know, with, and I love the Play Disney Parks. Is that what that app's called? Okay.
Yeah,
I love the Play Disney Park stuff. I like the interactive queue and Soarin'. Like, I like all of those ideas that they're coming up with. But I would hate to see something like this that was a... I would hate for that to turn into like a cell phone game or something, you know? Because there's something to be said for, you know, actually having those other people behind you. And I worked this game, and it didn't always work well. As and when I say the game itself always worked well, the teams didn't always work well. But when they did, it was really cool to see somebody up there, you know, and they're like, "I need a green," and you know, somebody would start working on a green. And there's something about, you know, physically doing those different things on that panel that I think is satisfying in a way that, you know, just doing the same thing on your cell phone wouldn't be.
Here's my prediction. I don't think that refurbishing this, like, as in changing the game, it would be worth it to them to have to retrain new cast members for new stuff. What I think is going to happen is they're going to come in and, you know, do stuff that's aesthetic, like bring back the consoles with LEDs and new displays, put LED displays up on the walls. But basically the game is going to be exactly the same, because I think what you were saying about how low volume it seemed, I think that that makes this space, at least right now, not worth it enough for Disney to retrain a bunch of people on a brand new game. So I think based on that, you're safe. I think that this is going to come back and be exactly the same as it was, just look a lot nicer.
Yeah, I just I don't want to see this get turned into a little bit more space for the retail shop there at the exit, you know?
No, well, hopefully it won't.
Fingers crossed.
I think that'll do it for this episode. You can follow us on Twitter at MTM Podcast. You can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/MTM Podcast. And you can visit us on the web at missingthemouse.co. We'll be back next week with a brand new episode. And until then, have a magical day.